בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב. I am still in the shloshim of my mother alea shalom. And before we start the shiur, I'm still got all the shiurim in this year. B'siyata dishmaya is the new nishmat. Something very interesting would come to my mind in the end of the week. So in Israel, when somebody passed away, we put a stone grave. Matzeva. We write on the Matzeva. What is the purpose of the Matzeva? Obviously, from the halacha aspect, to show the Kohanim to watch, not to come close, Daled Amot, to the Matzeva. Maybe B'Siyata Dishmaya we have other aspect. What I feel is very, very important to know, and also to say when people have opportunity of Hakamat Matzeva or to visit in Bet HaChaim, is something very, very interesting. We know the Mishnah teach us Shloishim Yom Kodem HaPesach. We start to clean all the highways, all the street after the winter, and to make everything fixed, to make more comfortable to people to travel to Yerushalayim. And in the list what we fix, Shloishim Yom, before Achag, before Pesach, is also the Metzaynim, et HaKvorim. Also we fix the Matzeves. Very interesting. I understand to fix the highways. Why we need to fix the Matzeva Shloishim Yom Kodem Pesach? We know the Gemara, Masechet Brachot, Aloch Lemaise, Shulchan Aruch teach us, somebody have miracle. And he come to the place where the miracle happened to him. He need to say bracha, Shemu Malchus, Shasa Li Nes V'Mokom Hazeh. Sometimes it's easy to know the place of the miracle. But sometimes it's an open area. You go to war. You keep a war. So many miracles. Golan Heights, many other places. Soldier come back and want to say Shasalines. We need to know exactly the place, not to say the brach in other place. We put some sign in the place because it's open. And this sign show to the people when they come again exactly the place where the miracle happened and give them opportunity to say again Shasa Li Nes Bamokom Hazeh. The Matzeva is sign for who? After Trias Amazing, everyone will come out. You need to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shasa Li Nes במקום הזה. He stays so many years, so many generations under the ground and out and God. He's amazing. He's למעשה, every matzeva in cemetery or all the matzevot in the cemetery say very loud אני מאמין באמון השלמה בתחייה סמייסים בית שעלה רצון מעט הבורא יתברך שמו. And this is for the people what will wake up. It's meaning the moment when people put the matzeva. And the Maizis is the end of Stima Sagoilon. No, the Matzeva. The grave is completely finished. And now people come to visit. Is now, in this moment, we have some aspect of hope, some aspect of Emuna. And this is for the Niftarim, what they can say, Shasa Li Nes, Bamokom Hazeh. After under Kodesh Boruch Hu Mekhiya Samesim, the cemetery, everyone is not found exactly the place. This is a idea. It's maybe we take this aspect also every time, you know. And this is the reason why probably why Rabbi Levin, the Tzadik Levracha, he asked from the family only to write his name the day when he passed away for the Yortzeit, and also to engrave in the Matzeva Ani Mami Muna Shlema Mekhiya Samesim, and he said the Matzeva. Everyone will say this. Well, what? Why? Everybody knows this Ani Mamin. Why? Because this is exactly the purpose of the Matzeva. for the future, to show the Emunah, nothing end, and our goal is to build floor and floor, and B'Siyata Dishmaya we will see all the building. Now B'Siyata Dishmaya, we stay in very special parashot. Parashat Va'era and Parashat Bo, the Torah teach us about Eser HaKot. What HaKodesh Baruch Hu punish Mitzrayim. Before we walk in, it's very important to know number 10 take place also when HaKodesh Baruch Hu creates the world. Chazal teach us more in Megillah, ב-10 מאמרות נברא העולם. 10 times HaKodesh Baruch Hu say ויומר ויומר, and in this way he creates the world. We have other 10, עשרת הדיברס. 10 המכות is between 10 מאמרות to 10 הדיברס. What does it mean? It's very very important to know. This obviously will bring us into all the makot in a very interesting way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu start to create the world, what is the first mamar, first vayomer, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? The Gemara say Bereishis. This is the first mamar Bereishis. What does mean Bereishis? Bishvil Yisrael shenikreu Reishis. And we bring many psukim in Chazal. One of the psukim is Bni Bechoyri Yisrael, Kodesh Yisrael HaShem Rishit Vuhato, etc. And also Bni Bechor Yisrael, Bereishis, who is the Reishis, who is the Bechor, who is the special nation. Now, this parallel to the last Makkah, Makkah Bechorot. Second Vayomer, Vayomer Elohim, Yehior, Yehior. This is Makkah Tachoshech, ולכל בני ישראל היה אור בכל משמע סרד מכה סרד אמיר אף הקדוש ברוך הוא ירקיע מבדיל במים למים. Every time when you divide something, it's when you have one, you divide this, now we have double, you divide this to more pieces, you have more and more, and this is parallel to what מכה, the three from the end, הרבה הרבה never come alone, הרבה come only with other. Is we see how every Amir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he creates the world parallel to Azan Makkah in Mitzrayim. We continue what we have before the Makkah Ta'arbe. What we have Barad. The Barad attacked all the trees and all the grass. This was supposed to say clearly about the Barad. At Kol Esem HaSadeh ואת כל העץ אשר בשדה. This is parallel to other ויומר. ויומר אלוקים תוצא הארץ דשא עשב עץ פרי יוסף. We continue before the ברד, what we have? חושך. שכין. What is it? What happened with the שכין? מוישה רבינו and Aaron HaKohen together they take full end with פיח הכבשן, what left over from the ashes, and the Moshe Rabbeinu through this Shamayim, and Shechin take place. In the moment when he threw this to Shamayim, he look on the Shamayim. What we have in the Shamayim? Shemesh, Ereach, Kochavim. This is Azer Vayomer. And we see how every Makkah represent Azer Amira of Vayomer, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. This is from one aspect. In other aspect, very interesting, Makkat Bechorot take place when? When Makkat Bechorot take place? In Tetvav Benisan. We know the rule is 3 weeks warning, and the last week is the punish, the Makkat. Yes? No. Is Makkat Choshech take place 1 month before? Tetvav Adar. Layudim Haita, Oyro Vesimcha, Makkat Choshech. Ulechol Mnei Yisrael Ev, Ulechol Moshotei. Months before, Makkat Ha'arbe, Ve'arbe achal et kol etz ha'sadeh, Tu Bishvat. As we see how the Makkot affect the calendar for the future, and how it belong to the Amirot, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world. This is very important to know before we walk in and to see Makkah after Makkah. Now, one more short introduction. When Moshe and Aaron stay in front of Paro and they start to talk to him, the pasuk say in front of us, in paragraph 7, only for 1 second, we go through the numbers one after the other. The pasuk say, "Ve'achar bar Moshe ve'Aaron, ve'yemu el Paro, ko amar Hashem Elokei Israel, shalach et ami, ve'yachogu li ba'midbar." Moshe ve'Aaron together. Moshe ve'Aaron. Who is Moshe ve'Aaron? Very, very important to know what great leaders we have. First, I really don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say to him, I want to send you to lead Am Israel from Egypt outside. The reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ribono Shel Olam, Kvat Peh Ukvat Lashon Anoichi. Kodesh Baruch Hu send somebody else. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mi sampe la'adam, o mi yasum ilem, o chiresh, o pikeach, alo, ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come on. Who give you life? Every second, you worry. Go, you will do this in the right way. You can explain to me? Moshe Rabbeinu, how old is? 80. In age of 80, you don't know what every child in preschool, in the cheder know? Kodesh Baruch Hu give life every second. Moshe Rabbeinu. Why in this answer of Kodesh Baruch Hu? What is more difficult about Moshe Rabbeinu? More difficult. After Kodesh Baruch Hu say, I will take care of everything, don't worry. Moshe Rabbeinu say again, Ve'anoichi aral sfatayim. Moshe, with all the respect, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I promise you. Why you continue to negotiate? How do we explain this? The explanation is one aspect in Chazal, in the Psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can send me. I know you give everything, but this is not my nature. What does it mean, this is not my nature? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you will say to me to stay in Har Sinai 40 days, not to eat and not to drink and to write the Torah, I do this. If you send me with a luches, and I say Am Israel makes the egel, I go to destroy it, there's no question. This I can do. To go to talk to Paro, it's not nature. My brother will do this much better. He has this. Aaron, Oev Shalom, Oev Shalom, what he say? He says, somebody say, you know what? I met your wife half an hour ago. She said to me, you're so great, you're so special. After he say, he sees the wife, he say, I met your husband. He said to me, you're so great and special. And he says, swear, Oev Shalom, Oev Shalom, and he bring everybody together. Aaron has this. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need to do something else, not this. Also if you will send me, Aaron will do this much better. Moshe Rabbeinu Chas V'Chalila, I don't want to find any excuse to drop himself from this mission. He says this mission can take place much better with Aaron. But in Nazareth, look Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu say, okay, I go. But how I look at the face of my brother, older for me 3 years, and my brother stay in Egypt so many years, take care of everything. He need to come to leader. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to him? Ve'ra'acha ve'samach beliboy. You will see how much you feel happy about your position. What happened if Aaron HaKohen will never show nice face and smile of his face and give to Moshe Rabbeinu to feel his great 1000%, you can feel my inside. Use the right person in this mission. What will happen? Moshe Rabbeinu will never take this position. This mission. There's no question. It's what we see. Because Aaron HaKohen, when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed him how much he's happy. And he showed him smile of his face. This make Moshe Rabbeinu the leader. How much is important for us to say good morning to somebody. Shmeichel, to say, to show nice face, to smile to somebody. We never know. Maybe nobody do this to him in the last few weeks, last few days, and few minutes, maybe more or less, we can make big change to this person. Aaron HaKohen, because the smile of Aaron HaKohen, he make his brothers a leader and take us out from Egypt. If not, definitely Moshe Rabbeinu will not take this. One more point. very relevant to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moray v'rabotai, Moshe Rabbeinu, he born the first 2 years, as the first 3 months he stay in the house. For a few hours he stay in the Yehor, but he returned back to his mother until age of two. Age of two he moved to the palace. He go out from the palace for 2 days. He understand he cannot stay for overnight to Kimmel, and he ran away to Midian. In Midian he moved to other palace, the palace of Yitro. He was a priest number one, Yitro. Moshe Rabbeinu until age of 80, yes, he was shepherd, but he had life with style. Life with style. Yes, we understand what the Sforno say, what the Rishonim say, he need to stay far from Am Yisrael to make himself leader. Leader cannot come somebody from the neighborhood, because people remember when he was child, what he do, all the, yes, and he need to go outside, fine. But Moshe Rabbeinu until age of 80, he grow with gold spoon in his hand. Moreover, Rabotai, what makes Moshe Rabbeinu a great leader? Look all the shotrim in Egypt, what comes is scanning later. Mesirus nefesh, they never do what the Egyptian told them. They have difficult life. Look, Aaron HaKohen, why Moshe Rabbeinu come the leader of Am Yisrael? Because we need to understand, every leader and every person need to pass test. If he pass a test, he can continue. Sometimes we know somebody passed away, he's a king, his son comes a king after him. Good. He don't show now anything. But he need to show some test. What he pass, he can continue this position for good. And go and go. What kind of test Moshe Rabbeinu pass would make him the leader of Klal Yisrael, Adon Levim? And how much we will talk is not enough. What? What? Vayar B'Silosam. He go 2 days, excuse me, with a nice suit from the palace. He go in the palace. He looks at his Egyptian. And he see as he helped to some Jew. Yes, it's very important. He saved his life. This is a test. What make him compare to all the Shoitrim in Egypt and all the other people? What is unique about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu say, what is unique about Moshe Rabbeinu? And you need to understand, when somebody passes the test, they never know when the test takes place. What is unique about Moshe Rabbeinu is not what he saved the life of the Jewish person in Egypt, not what he helped the daughters of Ito, not what he returned to Egypt and punished Pharaoh with 10 Makot, not what he take us out from Egypt and he crossed with us the ocean and he give us the Torah. All this HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, drive, sa, daber Bnei Israel v'Yisau. All this HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go to Pharaoh, don't worry, I'm with you. The test of Moshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to Moshe Rabbeinu after Chet HaEgel, Moshe, finish, it's done. I go to destroy all this nation. And I go make for a special nation. You will come Avraham Avinu. I go to make from you a new nation. Moshe Rabbeinu say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to lead this nation. What yesterday make Egel, and today maybe they feel they make mistake. Yesterday they take some of the Zohar, and today they feel they do something wrong. I want to lead only this nation. I don't want to lead nation, everybody, tzaddik and gmurim. I like them, I want to stay with them. You take them, Moshe Rabbeinu say, take me also. The Mesirus Nefesh, what Moshe Rabbeinu show to Klal Yisrael, the Mesirus Nefesh, what he showed to Klal Yisrael in this moment, this was the test of Moshe Rabbeinu. And show retroactive what kind of leader is Moshe Rabbeinu and for the future. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I walk with this nation hand by hand. I am not Avraham Avinu, not Yitzchok and not Yaakov, not Sarah or Rivka, Rachel Belea. They above me. I go to lead them with all the complicated and all the situation and all the complaint. I walk with them hand by hand. No way. Kodesh Baruch Hu shows in serious nefesh what he had. This making them afraid, retroactive, and for the future is a great leader. Now, we see with Moshe, we see with Aaron HaKohen. Now we walk into the Makkos. Some what we read last week, yesterday, and some what we're going to read this coming week. And we find something very interesting. The paragraph number one that we have in front of us. The Torah teaches ויאמר השם אל משה כבד לפרעה מאן לשלח את העם. Please put line פסוק תדבב לך אל פרעה בבוקר הנה יוצא המימה וניצבת לקראתו על שפת היאור והמטה אשר נהפך לנחש תיקח בידיך. Wait for him early in the morning besides the river without respect and tell him שלח את עמי ויעבדוני במדבר. And give a warning. Now it's for there, paragraph 2. אז אליהם ואמר השם למשה, בוא אל פרעה. ואמרת אליו, כה אמר השם שלח עמי ויעבדוני. Now walk to his palace and give him the warning in the palace. סרד, paragraph, סרד מכה תקינים, סרד מכה, ויאמר השם אל משה, אמור אל אהרון, נטה את מתך, ותעזר אליהם ואח את אפר הארץ, והיה לקינים בכל ארץ מצרים. Don't wait for him early in the morning. Don't walk to the palace. Give him the punish on the spot. Comes the Maharal and explain what stay behind all these steps, paragraph 5. לכך אמר הכתוב, בסדר, שלושה מכות הראשונות. במכה הראשונה, השם לא הרשה לו ללכת אל ביתו. קדוש ברוך הוא never give him permission to walk into the house of פרעה. כי אם כאשר יצא פרעה המים ולקם ארצי, שזה מורה שאין לו רשות כל כך על פרעה, שלא נכנס לביתו לאטרו, not have control of פרעה, he have respect to him, wait for him, early in the morning beside the year or beside the river, to give him the warning. כי אם כאשר יפגע בו. השנייה, צפרדיה הוסיף למשול עליו, ולבוא אל ביתו ולהטרות בו, מכל מקום, כיוון שהיה מטרה בו, because he give him warning, היה אומר, אין אני חפץ ממכתך. רק שתשמע, listen, you don't get any punish. He give him warning. והשלישית, היה מכה אותו בלא התראה לגמרי, וזה יותר ממשלה עליו להקותו כך ולא התראה. And the third, he control פרעה completely, he not wait for him, his respect, he not give a warning in the palace, he send the מכת קינים, fine, nice, we see process, our משה ואהרון control פרעה. My question is, when we continue, in paragraph 8, in מכת הערוב, again, put line in the beginning, please, ויאמר השם אל משה, השכם בבוקר, והתייצל לפני פרעה, אני יוצא המימה. ואמרת עליו, כה אמר השם שלח עמי ויעבדוני. הזמין השכם בבוקר, go early in the morning again, wait for him in the river. מכת כדבה, paragraph 9, ואמר השם אל משה, בוא אל פרעה, ודיברת אליו, כה אמר השם אלוקי העברים, שלח עמי ויעבדוני. Go to his palace, don't wait for him in the morning, the next step. And we move to מכת שכים, paragraph 10, ויאמר השם אל משה ולאהרון, קחו לכם, מלוך אופניכם פיח כבשן וזרקו משה השמיים על עיני פרעה. Don't wait for him early in the morning beside the river. Don't go to his palace. Boom, give him the punish. Why is it Torah need to repeat everything? After משה רבינו control פרעה עם מכת הכינים, why everything start from the beginning? Why? מכת הערוב, מכת הדבר, מכת השכין. Moreover, look in מכת הברד. ויאמר השם אל משה, השכם בבוקר והתייצב לפני פרעה ואמרת אליו כה אמר השם אלוקי העברים שלח עמי ויעבדוני. Go early in the morning, give a warning about the hell, about the ברד. Again, מכת הרבה פרעה of 12 עזר להם. ויאמר השם אל משה, בוא אל פרעה כי אני הכבדתי את ליבובת לב עבדם למען שיטי אותתה ילד בקרבו. Again, go, give a warning in the palace. You come to מכת החושך. After this, in מכת החושך, פרוגף סרטי, ואומר השם אל משה, נטה ידך על השמיים, והיא חושך על, על ארץ מצרים, והיה מש חושך. Why three times we need all this process to take place? After משה רבינו, הוא איזה ארון, control, פרו, finish. Why everything started from the beginning? How we explain this? The answer is, the first conversation between משה ואהרון הם פה, מפרוגף סדר. משה ואהרון together, arrived to the palace of פרעה. ואחר באו משה ואהרון, פרוגף סדר, ויאמרו אל פרעה, כה אמר השם אלוקי ישראל, שלח את עמי ויחוגו לי במדבר. לוק זה ריאקשן של פרעה, פסוק ב'. ויאמר פרעה, please put line, מי השם אשר אשמע בקולו לשלח את ישראל. One line. מי השם? Who is Hashem? But I need to listen to him. Put other line. לא ידעתי את השם. and third line, וגם את ישראל לא אשלח. What exactly פרעה say to משה ואהרון? First, what you say? God send you to tell me to send your nation out of Egypt? I am God. מי השם? I never heard about any God. I am the God. I run the world. כמו שרבנו say to him, you God? Okay. You will learn quickly. You really not the God. How we teach him? The first, three makot. And a beautiful way. First, makat dam. What is the purpose of makat dam? Paro never impressed. All his people in Egypt take water and change to blood. No big deal. What is the purpose of the blood? Very clear. Paro every morning, when he go to the river, and he come out from the water, he look inside, he see his face. Because the water is what? Mirror. And he say, I'm above the river. I'm the God. Because Baruch say to him, 1 week, you never see your face. Because if all the water changed to blood, it's no more mirror. You will never see your face. Start to understand and wake up, you're not God. Now, we move to Makat HaTzfardea. Makat HaTzfardea is very, very interesting Makat. First, Shachal HaTorah explained, 10 times, we find in Makat HaTzfardea the word Tzfardea. Tzfardeim alu, Tzfardeim alu. And he show us a very beautiful way how Makat HaTzfardea למעשה including all the 10 Makot. Every time in Tzfardea attacked in any other area, this is sign about the Makkah what go to take place in the future. This is number one. Number two, what unique about the Tzfardea is the Tzfardea cover all Egypt until the borders. Why? Chazal in Midrash Rabbah come and say Mitzrayim and Kush a big argument who this property belong to, a war about the property. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say our God also decide every nation how much property they will have. Yatzev Gvulot Amin. And you will see now this is your border. If it's not enough for you, Paro, when Paro came to Moshe, what happened? Look in paragraph 2, פסוק ד', ויקרא פרעה למשה ולאהרון ויאמר עתירו אל השם, עתירו אל השם ממן שנם אוף גד, ויסר הצפרדים ממני ומעמי וישלחה את העם ויסביחו להשם. הזמין יבלת פי. ויאמר משה לפרעה, פליז פוט עזר לי, נתפאר עליי למתי העתיר. When exactly you want our God will take all that. What do you mean when? You have so much pain yesterday. What do you mean when? What Paro answer to him? Paro gav tu. Pasuk vav. Vayomer. What? Lemachar. Machar. Tomorrow. Come tomorrow. Why you come today? If you can't wait until tomorrow, why you bring Moshe emergency now? Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say to Paro, in the moment when you feel a lot of pain, listen Paro. I know all your people in Egypt have a lot of power. They can control the nature, they can change the nature, but all of them can make only today for today. Today for today. Our God, we can talk to him today, and he can make something tomorrow. If we say to him to do something tomorrow, exactly the time when we say it, Paro say, you know what, I have so much pain, but I never believe you. I never believe you. No way. You never believe? Tell me how tomorrow. You'll see in this moment, finish. No more tzfardea. And he say 11 o'clock, for example. 11 o'clock, not once for day I live in Egypt. This was also going very impressed about Kodesh Baruch Hu. What we say in the tefillah every time, Shiru LaHashem, Shiru LaHashem nu, Kol HaAretz, Kol HaAretz, Shiru LaHashem. Why Shiru LaHashem? Basru and announce to everyone, Miyom LeYom Yishuos. Miyom LeYom. We can talk to him today, he can make miracle tomorrow. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know you very well. What you can make tomorrow. We want you today. המלך יענינו ביום קוראים. מספר עונה understands through the צפרדיה קודש ברוך הוא exist and is not poor. Now come הקט קינים and all the advisors say it's by אלוקים. Second time in all the history of Egypt where people mention name of God by himself. First is פרו הראיתם איש נמון מחכם אשר רוח אלוקים בו. What Paro say when Yosef explains the dreams, and now second time. The three, first three makot come to teach Paro God is exist. It's clear. But Paro continue and say, he's saying Paro gav seven, וגם לא ידעתי את השם. What is mean לא ידעתי את השם? לא ידעתי את השם is mean, okay, God is exist, and he creates this world, but he left. He build and he move. He don't know what going here in the daily life. He don't know what going here every single day. You will see, you know everything. Now we start as a three makot. And this is makat ha-dever. Makat ha-dever, attacked. Makat ha-arov, paragraph 8. Attacked all the Egyptians, and not one Jew get any pain for all the animals. What the pasuk say? Pasuk yutchef, paragraph 8. והפליתי ביום ההוא, you can put line, את ארץ גושן, אשר עמי עומד עליה, לבלתי להיות שם הרוב, למען תדע, כי אני השם בקרב הארץ. I'm here, בקרב הארץ. ושמתי בדוד בין עמי ובין עמך, למחר יהיה האות הזה. So interesting, after מכת הצפרדע, every single מכה, משה רבנו סייט ופרו, למחר. Not today, tomorrow this will start, or tomorrow we'll take the makah from you. To show Paro again and again. It's not only happen one time, every time. The real God, what we pray, we can talk to him today, and he can make everything when tomorrow. Now, paragraph 9, makat ha-dever, Kodesh Baruch also watch every animal. V'yifla Hashem, Pasuk Dalet, paragraph 9, V'yifla Hashem, בין מקנה ישראל ובין מקנה מצרים, ולא ימות מכל לבני ישראל דבר. Also he take care about the animals. פרו never believe. פסוק זין, פרו גף נין, וישלח פרו, והנה היא לא מת ממקנה ישראל עד אחד, ויכבד לב פרו ולא שילח אתם. Now after הרוב דבר comes a knockout in the שכים. What in מכת הכינים, all the advisor of Paro say it's by Elohim. Yes, they say it's by Elohim. But the כינים never affect them, never attack them. שכים also attacked all the חרטומים. It means הקדוש ברוך הוא decide everything what he wants. He can protect everyone, and he can take everyone, he can do what he wants, including you people what control the nature. This is a second set of the מכות. Now we come to the third. Why will it serve? After Paro understand clearly God is exist, and God watch everything, animals and people, and he can do what you want. Why you need to wait? Why never send Am Israel? Because he says, the God, what you talk about him, is not real God. Because he makes selection. He decide all the time, to give you privilege to your nation, and he attacked only us. He has special power, and in your side, one day I will find the God that is in my side and we fight back. But I cannot have respect to him. Come, Moshe Rabbeinu, through the less three makot, before makat bechorot, and show Paro, no, you have mistake, Paro. The real God give everyone what he deserves, bad or good. And this is now makat ha-barad. What happened in makat ha-barad? Very clear, in makat ha-barad, posuka. פוסוקף, הירא, פרוגף 11, פוסוקף, וכן פוטלן, הירא, דבר השם יעבדי פרו, הניס את עבדה ואת מקנהו אל הבתים. If Egyptian have ירד שומעים a little bit, and he understand, he deal with real God, and he listen to all the instruction, and he take all the animals, all the slaves to the house, nothing happened to him. You understand, Paro? You understand? He give to everyone what he deserve. Moreover, very interesting, the last few pesukim what we read, the barad have three parts. What the barad have? Noise, kolot. Barad what? Hell. And also what? Ash. Yes. And also rain. How the posuk end? The last parsha. After Moshe Rabbeinu pray, ויחדלו הקולות והברד והמטר לא ניתח ארצה. What is mean? No more noise, No more hell and no more rain. It's nice, because this is the way. What makes people scared? Noise. They don't know what's going here. Maybe it's a tomb, maybe it's confused completely. What makes people also scared, but a little bit less? Barad, correct? And what makes people less and less scared? This is what? Pasuk after, Vayar paro, ki chadal amatar, abarad, ve'akolot. What does it mean? Completely the opposite. Why? Paro never worry from noise and hail. That don't make him scared. Paro only scared a lot, only for rain. You know why? Because if rain start to take place in Egypt, first time in the history of Egypt, the people in the street start to look in Shemayim. In the moment when they start to look to the other place, they start to believe maybe from other place everything take place. How more they will look up, they stop to look of Paro, and he can lose all his power. From this, they only scare from the rain. When the rain stop, Paro say, back to the business. I don't care, not from the noise, not from the hill, the government Israel or Shalech. From this reason, by Paro, he is go to check if the rain stop. No more rain! Now, we can continue our business, and we will stay strong, and one day we will fight back. Now, Makat Arbe. Makat Arbe is very interesting Makat. What is the purpose of the Arbe? What Arbe come to show? If the set of the last three Makot, Barad, Arbe Choshech, come to show for all, God never makes selection, and he gives to everyone what he deserves. What is the purpose of the Arbe? Pilipon. In the Arbe we find, the Arbe also cover all Egypt until the borders. Why again? Why again until the borders? We know the borders of Mitzrayim from Makat, it's for them. Why again from Makat? Arbe. Because the Pasuk says in Tehilim Kuvav about the Barad, he destroyed all the trees. Vayach kolets gvulo. What does it mean? When somebody have borders, every state, how you keep your borders, or you make big fence, or you plow the pantry. Paro decide to plant and plant trees, and this is to show the territory of Egypt. Now comes the Barad and destroyed all the trees. If the borders again is not so clear, and the fight between Mitzrayim and Kush will start again, come Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, listen, our God promised you this is your borders. After you come Russia Merusha, after you get so much punish and you never send Am Yisrael from Egypt, still what you deserve, this is what you will get. Send borders. You don't go to lose any millimeter from your borders. From this reason, we find again about the Makat Barad, about the Makat Arbe, would cover all the borders. Now come Makat Choshech. And what is Makat Choshech? Big Holocaust. 2,400,000 people, Jewish people, die in 1 week. How I know this number? Because only 20% live in Egypt. Hamushim alu bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Is 600,000 move from Egypt. 2,400,000 die in Makat Choshech. Now the Egyptians wake up in the morning and they understand everybody deserves what they get. Also the Jewish people. The Jewish community, street, empty. And now they understand clearly. After all this, what Paro learned through the Makot, Makat Bechor takes place and Am Yisrael come out from Egypt. But when we look of all the 10 Makot, Rabotai, all the 10 Makot is preparation to our birthday. Preparation for our birthday. We born in Pesach. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Yom Uledet Otach. Yom Uledet Otach. We born in Pesach. This is our birthday. One step, preparation for the birthday, is the 10 Makot, what Paro get. Dam, Tzfardeh, Kinim, etc. But, in preparation to the birthday, we have others saying very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu say to us, behalf of Hashem, everyone need to take his animal, his goat, his lamb, and to connect this to the bed, to the leg of the bed for 3 days, and after this, Shchitas Korban Pesach to throw the blood on the doorway. Why we need to put the animal, to connect the animal to the bed, to the leg of the bed? 3 days in the house? Why? I can put this in a stick in the front yard, backyard. Or in the living room, to the leg of the table? No, leg of the bed. Why? What stay behind this? Also, Why we need to sue the blood on the doorway? To show what? Sign to Hashem, to understand this is Jewish home, to skip a Kosh Baruch Hu knows this before we put the blood on the doorway. Why? Because Kosh Baruch Hu come and teach us, as a preparation for the birthday, is we need to show our house is Makom Kadosh. Same as Mizbech. Time of Bet HaMikdash, when we shochet the korban what we bring, the Kohen through the blood on Karnot HaMizbech. Corner of the Mizbech. Now the Mizbech is the Jewish home in Egypt. We take them with the Zohar, obviously, we make switch under 80 degree, and we do this Lichvot Shamayim. And Karnot HaMizbech is a Mashkof HaMezuzot, and every table in the house, in any room, this is a Mizbech. This show, this is Makom Kadosh. But Jewish life, Gdusha, is not enough. Gdusha walk hand by hand with Tahara. With Tahara. Gdusha in Tahara. When we connect the animal to the leg of the bed, we show, what do you mean bed? Taharat Israel. The Tahara of God Israel. When we understand, if we connect and we walk together, Gdusha in Tahara, Tahara in Gdusha, Taharat HaBayit. Now we ready for the birthday. Now we ready to born again. To born again. And how this Tahara affect generations after? How this Tahara every time and more with this Tahara take place? This affect generations. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu for us. And with this we arrive to the birthday. In the birthday, something else happened. Matzah. Why we need to eat matzah? Because you don't have time? I don't understand why we not have time. All the night we stay in the house, we're not allowed to leave the doorway, including Moshe and Aaron. All the night, Ima can put in the oven and to bake challes and cookies and all the stuff for a week, for months. We have enough time? Yes, every minute you go to the window to check what's going outside. Hatzala ran all the time, and by Shem Bomet, Tzaka Gdula, Asher Kamoa, Lo Haita, Velo Tiyeh, Vechol Eretz Mitzrayim. It's very, everybody, okay, Seder, again and again, but you have all the night. Why we need to eat matzah? Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them to have one plate with flour, other plate with water, and they will know when to mix this together. And they will wait. Then in the meantime, they organize all the luggage, they put all the stuff at the end, early in the morning. They need to run away from Egypt. No, what we do with the flour? No, quickly. Put the water and take the door and run. Why? Why we need to wait until the last moment? Because matzah teaches us lesson for life. Don't miss opportunity. If we will stay in Egypt one more minute or 1 hour, finish. We're inside. No more. When you eat bread, the best bread, what you like, is good for 1, 2, 3 days. After few days, come green to the garbage. Matzah you can keep with you for months and months, for long term. Matzah come to teach us, don't miss opportunity. Every time in your life, you can make something good now, do now. You can have it now, don't say later. No later, now. Ayom lasota. When we take this aspect, Kedusha and Tahara, and not to miss opportunity, this make us Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. This is what make us. And this is what Torah come and teach us. From this reason. From the beginning of the last parsha. Until 2 weeks from now. End of Bishalach. 10 times. We find. Because Baruch Hu say to Moshe. Lech emor el bnei Israel. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is mean. The world is not efker. Somebody watch. Somebody check. Somebody give everything. Ani Hashem. 10 times. Moreover, every makah, from makah dam and makah tzfardea, hekinim, etc., we find one word with the Torah say again and again. And you can see this quickly. Makah, the word is kol. The pasuk say about makat adam in paragraph 1, what the Torah say about makat adam, posukav, vayasu ken Moshe ve'Aaron, וכולי וכולי לסליים ויפכו כל המים אשר ביאור לדם. כל המים, פוט סירקל, הבאו את זה לדר כל, פאור גפן פסוק כף. לוק נאו, צפרדע, פסוק כף זין. ואם אין אתה לשלח, הנה אנוכי נוגף את כל גבולך בצפרדעים. מכת קינים, פסוק י' ג' ויעש כן, ויעשו כן, ויעת אהרון את מתאו, ויח את אפר הארץ, ויהי קינם אדם אמר, כל אפר הארץ היה קינם, בכל ארץ מצרים. נאו, ממוב תומכת, הערוב. מן מכת הערוב, we find also, פסוק כף. What the פסוק say? ויעש, השם כן, ויבוא הערוב, כבד בית הפרו, ובית עבדיו, ובכל ארץ מצרים, תשחט הארץ מפני הערוב. מכת הערוב, מכת הדבר, פסוק ת', what's the פסוק say? עם מכת, סליחה, עם מכת הדבר, פסוק ו', פסוק ו', ויעש השם את, את הדבר הזה ממוחד, ויעמד כל מקנה מצרים. Now we continue, מכת שכין, עם מכת שכין, פסוק ת', והיה להיאבק על כל ארץ מצרים. את סדר, מכת הברד, לוקים פסוק כ"ה, מכת הפרוגרף 11, ויח הברד בכל ארץ מצרים, את כל אשר בשדה. את סדרה, אין מכת הארבה, פסוק י' ד', מכת הארבה, פסוק י' ד', פרוגרף 12, ויה על הארבה על כל ארץ מצרים, אין, כן, פסוק י' ד', ועל הארבה כל ארץ מצרים, פרוגרף 13, מכת החושך, פסוק ב', ויית משה את ידו על השמיים, והיא חושך אפלה בכל ארץ מצרים, בכל ארץ מצרים, שלושת ימים. Is we see how every Makkah is call. Why call? To show us. Nobody was in בריאת העולם. אני חושב הוא קריאה את זה וורד. No one. אנוכי השם לוקח בראש שמיים וארץ, ולא על זה רספקט לקדוש ברוך הוא, nobody see. קדוש ברוך הוא, no. Say, I don't ask you to believe me, I create the world. Believe me what you see in Egypt. And this brings you to believe me about what happened in the beginning of the creation. אנוכי השם בריא השמיים וארץ. You cannot arrive to יום השישי וב בסיוון before you pass the 10 מכות. This is a bridge between 10 מאמרות to 10 הדיברות. משה רבינו take his wife and two children and brings them to the Holocaust. Why do this? Why take them to the Egypt? They can stay in Midian. They can come with Yitro, exactly how they come later to the desert. Because if משה רבינו understand if his children would like to accept the Torah, children would like to have opportunity to travel to Eretz Israel, they need to pass Galut Mitzrayim. No way to arrive to Har Sinai if you not pass Galut Mitzrayim. Not Shaykh. This is the way. As we see what Chazal teaches us through all this Makot. How is the connection between 10 Ma'amarot to Kabbalat HaTorah? How 10 Ma'amarot is the bridge between 10 Ma'amarot to 10 Dibrot. 10 times, Ani Hashem, I run everything from A to Z. And all the makot show us בכל מצרים, בכל מצרים. From this reason, many, many from our mitzvot is זכר ליציאת מצרים. If we take this kind of aspect, what teach us how to prepare ourselves to our birthday. And specifically in this parashot of Sheva Vimtat, שנה מעוברת, is great opportunity every year to pick one day in this Shabbatot, שמות וערב, בוא ושלח יתרום משפטים, תרומה תצווה. What we really can, born again, start again. And in this way, בסייעתא דשמיא, if we take this, it will be זוכה, כי ימי צאתך מארץ מצרים הראינו נפלאות, and בימים ההם, בזמן הזה, אני גאלתי אתכם, אחרית כראשית. אמור, we take this with us, אז בסייעתא דשמיא, we have ברכה, אין גאולת היחיד, אין גאולת הציבור, בעזרת השם, וזו השנה, מתוך ברכה, בריאות ושמחה.